Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha, of course, is Bahaloischa, which has many topics, but it begins with the mitzvah of kindling the menorah, where Hashem talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, tells him to tell Aaron HaKohen, his brother Aaron HaKohen, when he kindles the menorah, it should be a daily mitzvah, and the seven candles of the menorah should burn. So initially, I just want to share with you two amazing ideas that I saw in the Sefer called Oitzer Plois HaTorah. And the one is from the author of the Bnei Yisoschar. And he says the following. He says that Ba'aloischa is the 36th Parsha in the Torah. And this fits in with an interesting idea that the Baal HaRekeach wrote, that we find in the Torah the word oyer, light, and menorah and neiros, candles, in total is mentioned 36 times. What's the magical number of 36? We know that the Hanukkah candles, which was instituted Kabbalistically to reveal the Oyer HaGonuz, the primordial light. When Hashem created the world, we learn that He created light, known as the primordial light, the light that was a very bright spiritual light, and that was hidden. He hid it. He hid it for the tzaddikim in the world to come in the future times of Mashiach. But where did he hide it? So we learn in different svarim that he hid it in Torah. That's why Torah is called Torah Oyer. And when you learn Torah, you connect to that hidden light. But also Hanukkah, the power of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the yontif which brings out and reveals the Oyer HaGonuz, the hidden light. Now we also know there's a famous concept that light was available to Adam HaRishon for 36 hours, which is why on Hanukkah we light a total of 36 candles. This is without the Shamash. It's 44 with the Shamash, but 36 without the Shamash in total. If you light one the first night, two the second night, and so on. And therefore, this is the concept of the Oyer HaMenorah, the light of the menorah, which is also the revelation of that light, which is then expressed in the Hanukkah candles, which represents the Torah, which the Torah is called Oyer Ki Tov, the beautiful light that is good. We know Torah is called Tov, so it all fits in together and tied in with the fact that Ba'aloischa is the 36th Parsha. Another interesting thing, also brought down from the Bnei Yisoschar, which he quotes from the Akedas Yitzchak, and he says the following. If you talk about the menorah, in the five books of the Chumash, the first pasuk of every book hints to an aspect of the menorah. Let's have a look. Bereshis begins with a pasuk, which has seven words. Bereshis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz, which is corresponding to the seven candles of the menorah. Shmois, the book of Shmois, begins with a pasuk that has 11 words, which corresponds to the 11 kaftorim. Kaftorim were like these decorative balls that were on the menorah, a few on each branch and down the middle. There were a total of 11. That corresponds to the 11 words in the first pasuk of Shmois. Vayikra has 9 words in the first pasuk, which also hints to the 9 flowers. There were certain flowers on the menorah also as a decoration, 9 of them. The pasuk in Vayikra. Bamidbar starts with a pasuk that has 17 words, which corresponds to the height of the menorah. The height of the menorah we know was 17 tefachim and a drop. So therefore that goes to the height of the menorah. And Dvarim starts with a pasuk of 22 words, which is the 22 cups. There was cups on the menorah, upside down sort of cone cups that was part of the decoration of the menorah, 22. And that's also part of the hint in the Torah, in the Pasuk of Devarim. Now, there's an amazing thing, because what it means is that, again, we see the connection between the menorah, the light of the menorah, and the light of Torah. We also see the whole Hanukkah story. A lot had to do with the Greeks and the Greek culture sort of prohibiting the study of Torah, all very connected with the menorah and connected with Hanukkah, and that all these things come together. Now, there's another idea, of course, which we know that when Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah, in the Kabbalistic sources we learn that each flame represented a different type of soul. And generally speaking, there are 7 different types of souls which represent the 7 different types of neshamas, of midos of different emotions. There's chesed, gvura, tiferes, because everyone serves Hashem a bit differently, meaning we all have the same 613 mitzvahs, we subscribe and submit to the same values and the same principles, the same halachas and so on, but we each have a different kind of emphasis, which very much comes from the personality of the person, which comes from the dominant sort of middah, the dominant emotion in the makeup of the person. And we know there are seven middahs, chesed, gvura, tiferes, and so on. So we say that we know that ner mitzvah v'toyra oyer, and also the pasuk says ner Hashem nishmas adam, the candle of Hashem is the soul of man, and therefore when Aaron HaKohen would kindle the menorah, this was the idea that if a person's neshama was hidden very deep and wasn't sort of burning bright and wasn't revealed, wasn't exposed properly, it was hidden and camouflaged and concealed by materialism and sort of bodily experiences and so on and so forth, the kindling of the menorah would represent this idea of kindling, of igniting the soul, of revealing the neshama. Now, this was done by Aaron HaKohen, because that was the mitzvah. He kindled the menorah, and he laid it on the base of Mikdash. Any Kohen could kindle the menorah. So if we take this idea that this is the process of kindling and igniting a soul of other people, One could very quickly reach the conclusion that in order to inspire someone else, in order to ignite the neshama of someone else, you need to be very qualified. You need to be an Aaron HaKohen, or at least a different kind of Kohen. Not anyone. In other words, I'm just a regular guy. I'm struggling myself to keep my own neshama alive. Do I have the power, or maybe I don't have the strength, to ignite and to reveal and to elevate someone else's neshama? And the answer is that that's a fundamental mistake. This is something that the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, because we actually have a halacha. We actually have a halacha that the kindling of the menorah is kshera bazar. That actually the mitzvah of kindling the menorah does not need a kohen. Practically, it would always be a kohen, and it was given specifically to Aaron HaKohen in the Beis HaMikdash, where the menorah was situated in the area, in the geography of the Beis HaMikdash, meant that a regular non-Kohen couldn't go there. But if the menorah was taken out and kindled by a non-Kohen, it would still be kosher. Which leads us in a deeper level to understand that every person can light the menorah. Every person can kindle and ignite someone else's neshama. So why does the Torah specifically say Aaron HaKohen? Because what we need to do is, what we learn from this is, that we can all be spiritually, not halachically, of course, and not practically, but we can all be an Aaron HaKohen. Who was Aaron HaKohen? The Mishnah tells us that Aaron HaKohen, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Heve mitalmidov shel Aaron HaKohen," become one of the disciples of Aaron HaKohen. Oyev shalom, love peace, roidev shalom, pursue peace, umakarvel laTorah, and he brought the people close to Torah. We just need to emulate Aaron HaKohen, but we can all do that. We can all emulate Aaron HaKohen, and therefore no matter what our level is, we can all serve as a Kohen Gadol, lighting the menorah, igniting the neshamas of other people. Interestingly, this idea ties into two other concepts of the parsha, because the next very big section of the parsha is the inauguration of the Levim and their service in the Mishkan. They had to be inaugurated, Aaron HaKohen had to sanctify them, and so on and so forth. We learn in the Rambam about Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, the tribe that was chosen by Hashem to serve him, to be chosen to do the special avod in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says very clearly, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, it wasn't only the tribe of Levi that was chosen to serve Hashem in a special way, but actually every person, Asher Nod Varucha, that he dedicates, he donates his spirit to become that person that will serve Hashem, he becomes like a Levi. Again, not practically, it can only be the tribe of Levi, but we can be a spiritual Levi. Every person can reach the Madrega and the designation of being a Levi in a spiritual way. Similar idea, we can all be an Aaron HaKohen. And also, connected to one other concept of the parasha, that we talk about igniting someone's soul, another trap we can fall into is to think, but that person's soul is so buried, it's so hidden, and therefore, is it really ignitable? Can it really be reawakened? And this we learn from another part of the parasha of the week, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was this mitzvah given to the Jews who didn't have the opportunity to do the first Pesach. And they came and they said, why should we lose out? And so on. And Hashem gave them a second chance. And we learn from this a monumental lesson, and that is there's always a second chance. No neshama, no person is ever lost, even if they're impure, which is what the person, people were, and spiritually impure, or spiritually distant. There's always a second Pesach, there's always a second chance. So, in short, therefore, the lesson we learn from this concept is we need to be like Aaron HaKohen, we need to be like Levim, and we can ignite and inspire other people, believing in them and believing that we are never lost and they are never lost, and we can inspire each other. Have a good week and a good Shabbos.